So welcome to the keynote event of Israeli Apartheid Week, a lecture by Rani Casseroles entitled Boycott Israel, the Apartheid State. Israeli Apartheid Week this year marks its fifth anniversary in the wake of Israel's horrific attacks and siege of Gaza. The week is an annual international series of educational and cultural events held in cities and campuses across the globe. In Montreal, the week is organized by a number of diverse groups across campuses and citywide and endorsed by over 40 organizations. So here at McGill, the week is co-sponsored by Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights at McGill, Arab Law Students Association, Rad Law, Muslim Students Association, Midnight Kitchen, CKUT, the Quebec Public Interest Research Group of McGill, and the College and University Workers United. We're about halfway through the week, and we'll make some announcements about some of the events that are coming up for the rest of the week in a few minutes. Before we get started, some of the organizers, or all of the organizers of Israeli Apartheid Week, have put together a statement of Indigenous solidarity that we want to start all of our events with, so I'm just going to read you that right now. We gather this week to assert our opposition to colonialism and apartheid and our solidarity with Indigenous struggles for dignity and self-determination. As the organizers of Israeli Apartheid Week in Montreal, we believe that we cannot speak meaningfully about Israeli apartheid without speaking first about the realities of apartheid here in Canada. Canada's reservation system and treatment of Indigenous people was closely studied by the planners of apartheid in South Africa, although this is a hidden chapter of our history. Recently, many defenders of Israel have argued that Canada's values are Israel's values, and they are right. The dispossession and theft of Palestinian lands and the creation of Palestinian open-air prisons and bantustans mimic Canada's own historical policies. From its very foundation, Canada has been based on the theft of Indigenous lands and the genocide and displacement of Indigenous peoples. In crucial ways, the Canadian state's treatment of Indigenous peoples, historically and currently, can be described as an apartheid system. From the imposition of the Indian Act, band councils, and reservation system, to the stolen children in residential schools, from the continued theft of lands and resources by governments and corporations, to the cultural appropriation of Native tradition and culture. We live here in Montreal and all over Canada in colonies as non-Indigenous, non-Native settlers. We are just older and more established versions of the settlements built illegally in Palestine. Canada's colonial past is celebrated in the names of our streets, towns, and cities while erasing the genuine identity of the original peoples of this land. This colonial project continues to this day, encroaching on Native land with golf courses, subdivisions, and highways. There are countless other examples of this colonialism in practice today. For instance, the environmental devastation inflicted on Indigenous communities, such as those downstream from Alberta tar sands, whose traditional livelihoods are in the process of being destroyed in order to ensure a cheap supply of oil. This colonialism is also reflected in the obliviousness and lack of response by the Canadian authorities and population to the horrifying realities of hundreds of disappeared and missing Native women in the past three decades alone. In the face of more than 500 years of colonization, Indigenous communities continue to resist and survive. Their multifold and diverse struggles demand our active support, especially in the face of state repression and criminalization. As non-Natives, we have a role within our own communities to further the process of decolonization in Canada. If you are with us in opposition to Israeli apartheid, we encourage your consistent opposition to apartheid right here in Canada. Let us support both the resistance of Indigenous Palestinians and the survival and struggle of Canadian Indigenous nations here. From Palestine to Turtle Island, there's no justice on stolen land.